Walk around certain parts of Detroit these days, most notably the city's downtown and midtown areas, and you'll hear plenty of the signature sounds of construction. It can be annoying, especially if you find yourself stuck in construction-related traffic. But for the most part, scenes of new development, both big and small, are a welcome sight in a city that hasn't seen anything like it for decades. But for some Detroiters, optimism about new investment is tempered by concerns. Most Detroiters want new investment in their communities, no question. But many are also wary. They know from the city's history that some development, especially big mega projects, can end up bleeding out their host communities. So many started to wonder,
was there another way to do development in Detroit that would include those communities?
That's Mary King, executive director of the group Doing Development Differently in Detroit. In recent years, the idea of using community benefits agreements has picked up steam as a way to do just that, and not just in Detroit. Some other big cities have adopted community benefits agreements, usually in conjunction with big developments like a new stadium. These agreements can include lots of different provisions, but they usually focus on things like job guarantees for local residents or plans to protect the host neighborhood from increased traffic or pollution. The key thing, advocates say, is that the community be represented from the start when there's discussion of big new developments.
There's a lot of people that need to be at the table, and the community is always apparently last at the table, and we are the hosts.
Scott Brines heads the Southwest Detroit Community Benefits Coalition. That community is about to host the biggest new development seen in years, a new international bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. But Brian says despite years of promises from government officials, there's still no benefits agreement or any formal mechanism to guarantee the community has a real say in the whole process.
We have a 160-acre plaza that's landing in a community, taking families' homes, moving out 40 businesses and churches, and really rearranging the community.
In Detroit, a proposed community benefits ordinance has been in the works for well over a year now. But the idea has received some fierce pushback from parts of the business community and city government, including Mayor Mike Duggan. The Detroit Economic Growth Corporation's Melinda Jensen says the agency believes in a strong community benefits agenda, but thinks an ordinance is the wrong approach.
Every development project that we've dealt with, they're all different. And having a blanket ordinance is just not the appropriate way to address development in the Detroit landscape in 2014.
Jensen and others warn that mandating community benefits could slow down development in Detroit just as it hits its stride. Advocates say there's little evidence of that in other cities that have adopted community benefits. But despite their disagreements, the two sides in Detroit say ongoing negotiations have been civil and productive. So it took almost everyone by surprise when Lansing suddenly jumped into the fray. Jackson State Representative Earl Pileski introduced a bill that would ban cities from requiring community benefits agreements. Pileski says the idea behind it is simple.
To make the environment, the business environment, as consistent as possible in our state benefits all of us.
But many of Pileski's Republican colleagues were uneasy about a bill that would strip more authority from local governments. And in Detroit, even many opposed to a community benefits law condemned the bill as state overreach. The bill passed out of committee, but never made it to the House floor. That means it's dead unless resurrected in a later session, and Detroit's community benefits ordinance still has a shot. The proposal is still pending before the Detroit City Council. City leaders will likely take it up again early next year. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.